The Blessings Before the Birth. That morning, all the idols fell down on their faces. It was now prohibited for the devils to ascend to the skies, and so they could no longer eavesdrop on the angels. The thrones of all the mighty kings toppled over. Every corner of the world was illuminated by the angels. Even the angels were sharing the good news with each other. At that time, the Quraysh were under the influence of severe drought. The plantations had gone dry and the animals had become weak. Allah Almighty sent such rain that the Arabs had never seen before. There were greenery all around and the people were rejoicing. That year was named the Year of Victory and Happiness by the Quraysh. Hazrat Amina radiallahu anha reports, "At the birth of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, such light was emitted from me that I could see the palaces of Syria from my house in Makkah." My beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's followers, Hazrat Amina and Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhuma had no other children other than the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not yet even born when Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu passed away in Madinah Munawwara. He was actually on a business trip with other members of Quraysh. When they passed through Medina, Hazrat Abdullah decided to stop over to visit his cousins who came from the tribe of Bani Najjar. When the caravan reached Makkah without Hazrat Abdullah, his father Hazrat Abdul Muttalib inquired about him and he was told that Hazrat Abdullah had stayed over in Medina. But soon the news arrived that he had passed away and had been buried. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that when Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu passed away, the angels urged in the court of Allah Almighty, "Ya Allah, our master and leader Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the most beloved to you, has been made an orphan?" Allah Almighty replied, "I will take care of him and I will help him. You send abundant salutations upon him and pray for him." The Blessed Birth. The beloved Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed for full 9 months in the womb. During that period, Hazrat Amina reports that she did not feel any pain and did not go through any difficulties that a woman normally goes through during pregnancy. Hazrat Amina continues, "When the labor pain initiated, I was alone in the house, and Hazrat Abdul Muttalib was engaged in the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. I heard a very loud voice which frightened me. Next, I felt soft feathery touch on my heart which settled me down. Then, I was presented with a sweet white drink, which I drank and received internal contentment. Then I saw a minaret of Nur appearing before me, and also some very tall women whom I did not recognize. One of them said, 'I am Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun.' The second said, 'I am Maryam, the daughter of Imran. And these are the hurs of Jannah.' One after the other, I was seeing and hearing astonishing things. Soon, I saw a floor in the air, and many people were standing on this floor with silver trays in their hands. Then, I saw a large group of birds coming towards me. They soon filled my room. Their beaks and feathers were made of pearls and precious stones. I felt that the veils had been lifted from me, and I saw the east and west. Then I saw three flags. One was fixed in the east, the other in the west, and the last one on the Holy Kaaba. Then after a thrust of pain, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had finally arrived. As soon as he was born, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bowed down in prostration. He lifted his index finger and moved his blessed lips as if he was praying something. Soon, I saw a white cloud appear which hid the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from me. I heard someone saying, 'Show him the east and the west, and take him to all the cities. Let everyone know his name and characteristics, and that he is a Mahi, which means he will eliminate polytheism from the world.' Then I heard voices of the sighing of horses and fluttering of feathers. A voice then said, 'Show him every corner of the world. Take him over the souls of jinns and humans. show him the angels, animals and birds, bestow him with the character of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the understanding of Hazrat Shisa alayhi salam, the courage of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, the friendship of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and so forth. Hazrat Amina radiallahu anha continues, "Then the cloud disappeared, and I found the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wrapped in fine green silk, and there were drops of water on his body. A voice then said, 'By the will of Allah, by the will of Allah, Allah has sent his final prophet with supremacy over his creation. There is none in the world who is not under his command. He has been given authority over everything.' Then when I looked at his face, I saw it was sparkling like the full moon and the waves of musk, and sweet fragrance was emitting from him. Then I saw three men with trays in their hands. One had silver, the other had green, and the third had white. They then took a ring which sparkled in our eyes and washed it seven times. The ring was then used to stamp between his shoulders. He was then picked up and passed over to me."
Shahe Madina, Shahe Madina, Shahe Madina, Shahe Madina. Amina Bika Raj Dulara Abdullah Ki Aankhon Ka Tara. Paya Halima Ne Paya Halima Ne Kaisa Nagina Shahe Madina Shahe Madina Shahe Madina Shahe Madina.
Kaaba bowed in prostration. Hazrat Abdul Muttalib narrates, "I was near the Holy Kaaba on the night of the birth of the Holy Prophet. In the middle of the night, I saw that the Kaaba was bowing down in prostration towards Maqam Ibrahim, and I heard this praise from it: 'Allah is supreme, Allah is supreme. He is the God of Muhammad, the chosen one. Now my Lord will liberate me from the idols and the evil practices of the polytheists.' Then a voice said, 'By the Lord of Kaaba, Kaaba has attained its lost glory. Beware, Kaaba will be the Qibla and the place where the final Prophet, peace be upon him, will reside.' Then all the idols which were in and around the Kaaba, including the largest Ubul, toppled down on their faces. A voice said, 'Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been born from Hazrat Amina, and he is under the cloud of mercy.'" The month and day of the birth. The most authentic tradition is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on Monday the 12th of Rabiul Awal, corresponding to 20th of April 571 AD. This was the day when the people of Hijaz used to celebrate his birthday. The choice of Rabiul Awal and Monday by Allah Almighty for the birth of his Prophet indicates that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, does not take importance from anything, but rather whatever becomes associated with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not born in a month already prominent or a day which was already blessed. He was not born in a sacred month such as Muharram or Rajab or Ramadan. Also days such as Friday or that of Ashura, in which most prophets were born, was not chosen for the Prophet Muhammad. Thus, it became clear that he did not gain any prominence by the month or the day. In fact, the day, month and year achieved eminence, importance due to him. The shattering of the palace of Kisra. There were many extraordinary signs that took place at the birth of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. One of the most prominent one was the shattering of the palaces of Kisra and the toppling over of its 14 pillars. Kisra was one of the mightiest empires at the time. Some scholars say that the 14 pillars indicate that the empire would end on the 14th king. At the same time, the greatest scholar of Persia, who was called Jobdan, saw a dream that healthy camels and strong, large Arabic horses are marching towards the cities of Persia. He saw that they crossed the river Dajla and spread in the cities. The interpreters of dreams said, "This is a sign of a major event taking place in the Arab world, which will result in all the non-Arab powers losing to it." The idol spoke up. It was a practice of the Quraysh to gather near a much popular idol once a year to celebrate. On the night of the blessed birth of the Holy Prophet, when all the idols were humiliated and fell on their faces, they saw that this idol too was lying on the ground. The Quraysh were very upset about this, and they were even more astonished when they heard the idol say, "The newborn has been wrapped in a shawl of mercy, the light of which has illuminated the east and the west. His tremor has forced the idols to gather dust on the ground, and his awe has terrified all the kings in the world."
Sawaline aaka ke rauze pe ja kar sada jab lagaye savere savere khuda janta hai dare mustafa se murad apni paayi savere savere faza se barasate hai rehmat ke moti zuban par muhammad ka naam aa raha hai faza se barasate hai rehmat ke moti zuban par muhammad ka naam aa raha hai ye kiske paseene ki khushboo uda kar ye kiske paseene ki khushboo uda kar saba aaj laayi savere savere sawaline aaka ke rauze pe ja kar sada jab lagayi savere savere khuda janta hai dare mustafa se murad apni paayi savere savere